Lesson 36, Mark chapters 4 and 5. Introduction. On the shores of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus taught his disciples using parables. While on the sea, the Savior calmed a storm. Jesus demonstrated his superiority over devils by casting them out of a man. While ministering in Capernaum, he healed a woman with an issue of blood and raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. Personal note to teachers. I know that there are various pronunciations of Jairus. Sometimes it's Jairus, sometimes it's Jairus, sometimes Jairus. The Scriptures Committee has asked that I pronounce it Jairus. The same with Caiaphas or Caiaphas. The Scriptures Committee has asked that I pronounce it Caiaphas. Or Capernaum or Capernaum. I have been asked to pronounce it Capernaum. These pronunciations match the new re-recording of the Scriptures. So there may be some pronunciations in question, but please know that I'm following the direction of the Scriptures Committee of the Church. Suggestions for teaching. Mark chapter 4. Jesus uses parables to teach about the kingdom of God and then calms a storm. Invite students to consider the worst storm they've ever been in. Ask a few students to briefly describe their experiences. How are life's challenges like storms? Write the following words on the board, leaving space under each word: physical, spiritual, mental, social. Ask the following question as it applies to each word on the board. What are some examples of physical or spiritual, mental, and social storms youth experience? List students' responses under the corresponding words on the board. Invite students as they study Mark chapters 4 and 5 to look for principles that can help them when they experience life storms. Summarize Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 34 by explaining that while on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, the Savior taught several parables to a multitude. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 38. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the challenge the disciples experienced as they crossed the Sea of Galilee. What problem arose while the Savior and his disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee? Explain that the Sea of Galilee is 700 feet below sea level and is surrounded on three sides by mountains. At times, cool, dry winds rush down the mountains and collide with warm, moist air over the Sea of Galilee, creating sudden, intense storms, sometimes in a matter of minutes, with large waves on this relatively small body of water. What effect did the storm have on the ship? If you were in a ship in these conditions, what thoughts or feelings might you have? Whom did the disciples seek help from at this fearful time? What did they ask the Savior? In what ways might we be tempted to respond as Jesus' disciples did during our own storms of life? Invite a student to read Mark 4:39 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Savior responded to the disciples' plea for help. Ask them to report what they find. You may want to suggest that students mark the phrases, "Peace, be still," and "Great calm," in verse 39. If we seek the Lord's help in times of trouble or fear, what can He do for us? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. If we seek the Lord's help in times of trouble or fear, He can bring us peace. In what ways can we seek the Lord's help in times of trouble or fear? We can pray to Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Our prayers may not be answered in the ways we expect. However, we will be blessed with peace as we seek the Lord's help. Invite a student to read Mark 4:40 through 41 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the disciples asked about Jesus. If you had been with the disciples, how might you have answered their question in verse 41? How can understanding what manner of man, in verse 41, Jesus is, strengthen our faith and move us to seek His help in times of trouble or fear? If possible, invite students to read the words of the hymn, "Master, the Tempest is Raging." Emphasize that Jesus Christ has the power to calm not only physical storms, but also personal storms within our hearts. Invite a few students to share about a time when they sought the Lord's peace during a storm of life, and He alleviated their fears and comforted them. Consider inviting students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals what they can do to seek the Lord's help during their challenging times. Note: determine pacing. Avoid the mistake of taking too much time on the first part of a lesson and having to rush through the rest of it. As you prepare, estimate how long each section of the lesson will take using the teaching methods you have chosen. Because you will almost always have more material to teach than there is time to teach it, determine which portions of the scripture block to emphasize and which to summarize. Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Jesus heals a man by casting devils out of him. Summarize Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 18 by explaining that Jesus healed a man full of unclean or evil spirits. After these unclean spirits had been cast out of the man, they entered a herd of swine, which then violently ran off a cliff into the sea. The man then sought to enter the ship where Jesus was. Invite a student to read Mark chapter 5, verses 19 through 20 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what the Savior instructed this man to do. What did the Savior instruct this man to do? How did the man respond? What principle can we learn from this story about what we can do when we experience the Savior's power in our lives? Help students identify the following principle. When we experience the Savior's power in our lives, we can testify to others of His blessings and compassion. Invite students to consider ways in which they could help others by testifying of the Savior's blessings and compassion. Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. Jesus heals a woman with an issue of blood and raises Jairus' daughter from the dead. Ask a student to read aloud the following account by Elder Shane M. Bowen of the 70. Quote, "On February 4th of 1990, our third son and sixth child was born. We named him Tyson. When Tyson was 8 months old, he aspirated a piece of chalk that he had found on the carpet. The chalk lodged in Tyson's throat, and he quit breathing. His older brother brought Tyson upstairs, frantically calling, 'The baby won't breathe. The baby won't breathe.' We began to administer CPR and called 911. The paramedics arrived and rushed Tyson to the hospital. In the waiting room, we continued in fervent prayer as we pled to God for a miracle. After what seemed a lifetime, the doctor came into the room and said, 'I am so sorry. There is nothing more we can do. Take all the time you need.' She then left." End quote. From Because I Live, Ye Shall Live Also, Ensign Orleahona, November 2012. If Tyson had been your brother, what would you think or do at that moment? How might an experience like this test someone's faith? Invite a student to read Mark 5, 21 through 24 aloud. Invite students to follow along, looking for how a ruler named Jairus faced a similar challenge that may have tested his faith. Why did Jairus seek the Savior's help? Invite a student to read Mark 5, 25 through 26 aloud, and ask the class to look for who else needed the Savior's help. Explain that although the New Testament accounts do not define the nature of the woman's issue of blood in verse 25, we know it was personally troubling for her. Furthermore, under the law of Moses, someone with an issue of blood was considered ritually unclean. This likely meant that this woman was ostracized and excluded during the 12 years of her ailment. The desperation she felt about her situation is evident in the fact that she had spent all that she had seeking a cure from physicians. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Mark 5, 27 through 24. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what this woman did to receive the Savior's help. What did this woman do that demonstrated her faith in Jesus Christ? You might explain that the phrase, "came in the press behind," in verse 27, refers to her struggle to break through the crowd of people who surrounded the Savior. What can we learn from this account about what we must do if we desire to be made whole? Help students identify the following principle. If we demonstrate our faith in Jesus Christ through our efforts to come to Him, He can make us whole. Point out that becoming whole from any infirmity through faith in Jesus Christ depends not only on our efforts to come to Him, but also on God's timing and will. Invite students to read Mark 5:35 silently, looking for the message that was brought to Jairus as the Savior stopped to help this woman. What news did Jairus receive? If you had been in Jairus's position, what thoughts or feelings might you have had at that moment? Ask a student to read Mark 5:36 aloud, and invite the class to look for what the Savior said to Jairus. What did the Savior say that may have sustained Jairus's faith? To emphasize what we have learned about faith from this story, write the following truth on the board. Exercising faith in Jesus Christ requires us to continue believing in Him even in times of uncertainty. In what ways can we apply this principle in our lives? Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Mark 5:37 through 43. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened to Jairus's daughter. What miracle did the Savior perform? You may want to testify of the Savior's power to bless and heal us. Point out that sometimes the Savior calms the storms in our lives by removing the difficulty or fear we experience. At other times, He might not remove our trial, as illustrated in Elder Bowen's account of the death of his son. However, as we exercise faith in Jesus Christ, He will give us peace during our challenges. To help students understand how we can maintain faith regardless of the outcomes of our personal storms, read the following testimony of Elder Bowen. Invite students to listen for how he was able to maintain his faith even after his son died. Quote, "As I felt the guilt, anger, and self-pity trying to consume me, I prayed that my heart would change. Through very personal sacred experiences, the Lord gave me a new heart. And even though it was still lonely and painful, my whole outlook changed. I was given to know that I had not been robbed, but rather that there was a great blessing awaiting me if I would prove faithful. I testify that as we rely on the atonement of Jesus Christ, He can help us endure our trials, sicknesses, and pain. We can be filled with joy, peace, and consolation. All that is unfair about life can be made right through the atonement of Jesus Christ." End quote. Again from Because I Live, page 17. Like Jairus, when have you or someone you know maintained faith in Jesus Christ during a time of uncertainty? What blessings came as a result? Consider inviting students to testify of the truths taught in this lesson. Commentary and background information. Mark chapter 5, verse 30. Virtue had gone out of him. Some translations of Mark 5:30 state that virtue went out of Jesus Christ when the woman was healed. In the original Greek text of the New Testament, the word corresponding to virtue is dynamis, which means power or strength.